Hey guys, Red Pill Wisdom here. One of the saddest things I've observed in friends who have become entangled in the lives of females is the toll she takes on their character. After a relationship begins, it's never long before the guy's hobbies fall by the wayside and are replaced by watching Netflix with her, eating out all the time, spending money on her, and other nonsense that adds nothing to a man's value. Any kind of serious hobby or recreational activity is quickly subverted. This gets really depressing when you visit a recently married friend and he shows you his man cave, which is a sad, dark corner of the house, usually the basement, garage, or attic, to which all of the relics of fun from his former bachelor life have been relegated. This room is the graveyard of the game consoles, the playing cards, and the musical instruments that he once played. The female won't allow these things in her part of the house. And some part of the guy still clings to the hope that these things can be part of his life again, so he holds on to them even though they collect dust. It's tragic because not only does this suck for the dude, but it also makes him less interesting person and messes up his identity. Now instead of being Ted the drummer, he's Ted the boyfriend or the husband. This makes it tougher for him to retain connections with his male friends he has connected with through his former hobbies. Men are much more likely to bond with other men over activities, whereas women bond with other women through talking, gossiping, shopping, and other bullshit. Remove the activities and the friendships start to die off. It's a cycle and a trap, much like a feedback loop. The less interesting you are on your own, the more dependent on the relationships you become for your sense of identity and accomplishment. Before, you felt accomplished if you learned a new song or unlocked a new achievement. Now you feel accomplished by keeping her happy. Long story short, women subvert and replace male hobbies to cut men off from male bonding and increase emotional dependency on women. The Red Pill community, or the MGTOW community, aims to undo that. And that's why it's important. With that in mind, I would like to share with you one of my biggest hobbies. Here it is.